Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast officially brought to you by the Taliban. Watch Rocky 3, or Rambo 3 rather, they're the good guys. The gentleman in front of me, our liaison to the Afghan army, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, you are Pantelis, and our friend is a undercover Taliban.
Yeah.
Hello.
He's just the Tal.
Yes.
Yeah. He gets banned.
Was that what Rambo 3 was?
Yeah, he was helping the Taliban.
He was helping the Taliban? That was when they were against the Russians?
Yeah, so they were the
God
good guys.
Damn, that hasn't aged well.
Not at all.
The fucking Taliban are the good guys.
Yeah, Rambo showed up. He's like, yeah. What's the deal, guys? Women, they do talk a lot. Yeah. All right.
You want to go shoot some yippie bitches?
Yeah. It's not gay, guys. It's a Thursday. Yeah. So it's a lot of that shit, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I was reminded of it. That's why I said it now in the intro. I was reminded of it because I think they put it on Netflix. So I keep seeing the image of Rambo, Rocky, all that. And in my head, I was like, oh, yeah, that's true. The Taliban were the good guys back then. Like, people in the States were like, yeah, we support the Taliban. Mm. Just because of the hate of the Russians. Yeah. It was great. Some stuff doesn't age well.
Yeah, no. Especially even back then when you think about it. Like, the Russians, the thing we hated about them, they were communists.
Yeah.
But apart from the communist thing, they were better dudes than the Taliban. Even at their worst, they were bad, but the Taliban, I think, is worse.
You know, I think happened is I think a lot of people around the world saw it and they could relate. They're like, you know what? Women talk too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was just because at the time, like we found out now, a lot of money was being spent by the military to promote whatever the shit they were doing. So that was just one of those movies that fell into it. Like, if you make the military look good and whatever we do is fine. And at the time, they weren't thinking of it. It's like now, whatever the news says, you believe, like people believe.
Yeah.
So they're like, the Taliban are the good guys, the Russians are the bad guys.
And you're
like,
that was amazing. Like, America, the way they fought that war, because they didn't want to go to war with Russia. So they were like, let's just give guns to anyone that hates the Russians.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden was one of those guys.
Yeah, I know.
He was in charge.
He was trained by the fucking U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they trained him well.
Yeah.
They just never taught him or his crew how to fly
how to
properly.
Land, yeah.
That was the issue, yeah.
It's like, what? Okay, I don't know much about America. Is it? I remember they talked about skyscrapers and landing strips.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's for what.
Yeah, Ahmed, you're going in. Yeah, it's been a fucking... Dude, it's been a weird week with this. Like, there's war everywhere. But I've been looking at Twitter and laughing at your friend Guy Lepage's Twitter.
Yeah.
This guy goes all in on everyone.
Yeah, he hates everyone. And everyone that says anything he doesn't like, he calls him a fat piece of shit.
It's the funniest,
yeah.
But I'm not against him. I'll tell you why. Because the shit that people are talking about him is stuff that is not even his fault. Like, this weekend I was looking, they were mad at one of his producers who turned out to be a child molester.
Yeah.
But he didn't know. Like, why is it his fault? That's like if Poseidon goes and rapes someone, and then me and you, like, you rapists. Well, if we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. We wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. No, I wouldn't.
Wait, what? Hold on. Bro, hold on.
Yeah, let's not talk crazy here. We would.
But yeah, one of his producers, who used to be like probably the biggest producer in Quebec in the 90s and the 2000s, he got, like I saw a thing, he was in court and I was like, okay, it's another Me Too thing. But it was with a 12-year-old girl and he was caught not only fucking her, but the reason why they know he fucked her is he filmed her. Like he filmed the act and then it said he was distribution of child pornography.
He filmed himself doing this and then gave it to people.
Yeah. I don't know if he was fucking her in the movie because I didn't see the movie. I only saw the trailer.
Yeah, and already from the trailer I was like, this isn't for me. I'm not the demographic.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why am I on this newsletter?
Yeah, so he, yeah. So, and the girl, 12 years old. That's fucking insane.
He just ruined her life.
Yeah. Yeah, at first, because they didn't even mention the age. They were like an underage girl. And I knew the guy. I didn't know him, but I'd seen him. And he looked like a pervy old man. And
he looked the part.
Yeah, and I knew one thing about him. My wife has a friend who used to be friends with him. And she was like this, like a young actress, like 20s, kind of hot. And she was like, I'm going to my friend Luke's house. And we were like, that old fucking TV producer? Like, you're having sex with him? And she was like, no, we're not having sex. So he's just my friend.
I just videotape him having sex.
Yeah. No, but she was like, he likes having me for a company. And then she'd go over to his house, she'd do drugs, and they wouldn't have sex, apparently. And then one time she told us she was freaking out because she had a boyfriend. The boyfriend dumped her, so she didn't know who to call. So she called this guy, Luke. She calls him, and she goes, can I go to your house? My boyfriend left, blah, blah, blah. He said, sure. She went to his house, and she was crying. And then he told her as she was crying, he was like, do you mind if I jerk off? I really like seeing women cry. And then he started jerking off, and then he just came on her. He came all over her back, on her, like on her clothes.
This guy's a good shoulder to cry on if you're willing to be a shoulder to come on.
Yeah, he's a good shoulder to cry on. She's a good shoulder to come on. Yeah.
But holy shit.
So then when she told me that, I was like, oh, this guy's a fucking monster. Like, there's nothing illegal about that.
No, but that's a weird fucking move, bro.
Because he asked for permission. That's even fucking weirder than Louis. Like, Louis was weird. But this is fucking, like, Louis was jerking off in front of women because he liked jerking off in front of women. This guy was jerking off in front of this girl because he liked to see women crying. So then you think, like, who else cries? People, like, little girls.
She should have asked. She'd be like, tears of joy? He's like, no, none of that gay shit. Yeah. Real tears.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking insane. So then he, so 12-year-old victim.
Yeah, that's that's ruined my day.
Yeah, yeah. Because at first when I saw a minor, I thought, oh, maybe it's a 17-year-old actress.
Yeah, or a guy working in coal.
Yeah. But then I saw a 12-year-old. I was like, what the fuck?
That's bizarre. Doesn't he have kids, this guy?
Yeah, he has 12-year-old kids. He has two daughters that are 12. So I don't know if it's one of the daughters or...
A friend.
Or a friend of the daughter. And both are just fucking horrible.
Well, so he ruined multiple lives. He ruined the life of whoever he raped and whoever is associated to him.
Yeah, and he ruined my wife's friend's shirt.
Yeah, she came. He pulled a Bill Clinton. So now is this guy in jail?
No, which is fucking stupid. Like, this is how dumb. I don't know if it's all of Canada or just Quebec. So he goes to court and they're saying how they have video of him fucking a little kid. And then they say he was released on bail. And then the excuse, and then one of the lawyers said, "Yeah, it's common because he doesn't have a police record, and we know his address."
I have a question, Mike. Do you have a police record?
No.
So hold on a second. So you made a joke about a famous person at the time who looked like a fish, still looks like a cartoon fish, and can't sing well, and you were handed death threats.
Yeah.
You were asked to stop doing comedy. You were the most evil person in the country, according to retarded people in the media.
Yeah.
This guy rapes and tapes himself. There's evidence of him raping a 12-year-old. And they're like, but he didn't do anything before this. So, you know, this is normal.
Yeah.
Are we fucked?
Yeah, it's crazy. And you know,
he should have, if he had joked about raping her, that guy would have been in jail, right? He would have been behind bars. Yeah.
He has to, like, this is so stupid because he's definitely going to run away. Right, because he's an old TV producer.
He has money, probably.
Who made like fucking millions and millions and millions of dollars? Like he probably has at least he's worth at least 30 million.
He's in Thailand right now.
No, definitely. He's definitely got a boat. It's him and his whatever daughter is the prettiest, and they're fucking heading to Thailand.
Because he right now from here, if you want to escape, you have a boat. You can do it. Who's gonna stop you on a boat?
Yeah, exactly.
Get a good yacht. Go over to the States.
Yeah. Just go to any like native reserve like Ganawaki that's right on the border.
Go through?
Yeah, give them a couple thousand, they'll put you on a boat. And then from the States, drive down to fucking Mexico, and then from Mexico, go wherever.
Yeah, probably the Philippines or Thailand.
Yeah.
What a fucking vile... What's his name?
Piece of shit. His name is Luke Wiseman.
Luke Wiseman.
Yeah.
It's not that wise.
No.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is very crazy. Like, that's nuts, bro. That's yeah. insane.
Which part of it bothered you the most?
All of it.
I was thinking about Louis, like, today, when I was thinking about what Luke Wiseman did.
I think about him all the time.
And I was like, fuck, Louis lost his career. And what Louis did...
For way less.
was like, nothing. Like, he actually asked adults... Do you mind? Can I jerk off in front of you? Like, he asked for permission, and then he jerked off, which is fucking weird.
Yeah, we're all agreeing, but it seems more like a kink, like a fetish thing.
Yeah, but it should have just been like a, what a fucking weirdo. Yeah. It should have just been a, let's make fun of Louis when he isn't in the room.
Yeah, I agree.
Type of offense.
I'm with you.
Like, it's weird that he's in the same boat as Weinstein, as this piece of shit.
Well, you know why? Because Louis happened first. Mm. And then people thought that's the most extreme thing. I can't believe people in the media and the entertainment are doing this. They didn't know that, like, 1 year apart, a few months later, you're going to find out what really happens in the media. And then you find all these child molesters and Weinsteins and all that shit. Yeah. So he was lumped in because he was the first.
Yeah.
So it just seemed like that's the worst it can get. Like, imagine, you know, you think you're having fun with a comedian, he likes you, and then he asks to jerk off in front of you. And people thought, like, oh, that's disgusting. And like, nah, no, you don't know what goes on in Hollywood.
Yeah. That's actually one of the better things about Hollywood.
Yeah, I wish that's all that happened. Yeah, there's so much rape and like Weinstein shit.
Did you see Kevin Spacey got a movie role?
No,
he got
Didn't he rape a boy?
He raped a boy. But he got a role in a movie in Italy.
You know what I think our problem is? We're not raping.
Yeah.
I think we got to start raping in order for people to leave us alone.
To have some real
success. Because I think aggressive jokes are taboo, but apparently rape is fine. Yeah. And he raped a kid. He raped a boy.
Yeah, he raped a boy.
How though? What kind of weird world? What kind of weird standards?
And it's fucked up because the movie star, the like, he only has a small part. And it's a story about like some sexual predator. And he plays a cop. So it's very...
The casting director missed that mark. Oh, the casting director was this close.
Yeah. And in the movie, OJ gets stabbed.
That's because you imagine the cast director's like, oh, listen to me. Mr. Spacey, you go, we have a role. There is a rapist. He's like, yes. You must catch the rapist. Really? What? I can't. Yeah, you look like a man who can catch the rapist.
But the movie star, I thought it was just some really low budget Italian thing. But the star is a guy that played in Django Unchained.
The what's his name? The Austrian guy?
No, it's not him. Some Italian guy. I didn't even I remember seeing Django Unchained. I don't remember there being an Italian guy. No. So maybe he's an Italian guy that can do an American accent.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but so I was like, oh, it's weird. And then the guy was like, I'm very happy to do this because I think that he's a very good actor.
He's also a rapist. Yeah. There's also that. Like, I don't
fucking. But like that, like all. Like, I knew a lot of sex offenders moved to Switzerland, but it looks like Italy is the new Switzerland.
Yeah, Italy's got other problems.
Yeah.
They're like a rape.
Yeah.
The name of the movie is L'Uomo C'è Disegno Dio. I don't know why I said it like that.
No, it's pronounced which is rape.
What's the name?
L'Uomo C'è Disegno Dio.
Which is Italian for 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
15-year-old fuck toy.
That's so strange that that's... They had it perfect casting. Yeah. If he played a boy rapist, maybe I'd high-five him.
Yeah. You know how pathetic, though, that is to do that movie? Like, because it's a little shitty Italian movie. It's a little shitty part. If he really misses acting, why doesn't he just fucking set up a camera... Get a bunch of pedophile friends.
Have a podcast.
Yeah, and just
have a pedicast.
Yeah, have a pedicast or just do plays like for no one
with a bunch of pedophiles.
With a bunch of pedophiles.
I don't think I want pedophiles getting together doing plays.
Yeah, but at least you know.
Wait a second. This is an Italian movie.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that they're like, oh, mamma mia, there's a rape around. And then he's the officer. He's like, yes, hello, I am I am authentic Italian officer. Where are the rapes? Yeah. What?
He's like the Italian Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, hello, my name is Vincenzo.
Hi, I'm Vincenzo Dina Napoli.
Yeah, he's
fully... Pizza, right? Am I right? So stupid.
In English, the movie is called The Man Who Designed God.
I hope he gets to do his own wardrobe and he dresses like Super Mario. Yeah. I want it to be authentic. God damn. You dress like a cartoon plumber. It's the only one I knew. It's the only Italian I knew. Yo, I've seen that the Academy Awards, they're always getting shit on because there's not enough diversity, they say. Because I saw John Leguizamo is hashtag everything. And he's like, our voices need to be heard. He goes, but I like John Leguizamo, but I had to unfollow him from Twitter when I saw that. Because I was like, John Leguizamo, very good actor. So just do what you want to do. He's like, this sucks. You need to help us create our own stuff. Just have the internet. Just create your own stuff. No one's stopping. You have money.
Yeah.
You have money. I'm creating my own shit. I didn't have anything. Yeah. You have money. It's like this whole, oh, well, you need to help me do this. No, nobody needs to help you do shit. Just do your own thing. Yeah. No one's going to stop you anymore.
Yeah.
I hate seeing that shit.
Yeah.
And I understand the Academy Awards are like, there's not enough diversity. They're all old white people, old Jewish people. But that's who started Hollywood. So that's obviously that's who's going to stay.
Even before the internet, like guys like Tyler Perry was like, fuck, there aren't any movies for black people. I'm going to make movies for black people.
And he made what? Billions?
He made fucking, like he made like almost, he made Oprah money.
Yeah, he made Oprah money. That's what I'm saying. Because he's like, okay, there's a market here. I'm going to go do it myself. He didn't sit there and be like, somebody needs to help me make a movie.
Yeah.
Just do it. And like Leguizamo, every time I see his tweets, like, what do you, we need our stories heard. So tell your fucking stories. You're John Leguizamo. You actually have people listening to you. I love John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
I don't like this. It's weird, but I like him. He's a great actor. And when he's in a movie, I get happy.
Yeah.
It feels like my big brother being in there.
His shows, have you ever seen him do sort of stand up?
No, but I heard he does that. I don't know if it's any good.
It's very weird. It seems like your gay theater cousin doing stand up.
Yeah, I don't have one of those, but I feel you.
But it's very like it's very one man showy.
Yeah,
like it's him wearing a tight shirt
and walking around fast,
and he's doing all the characters, and then it's not very good. But whenever his shows are on HBO, I've seen all of his shows, and the first 2 minutes I'm like, this is fucking garbage, and then I end up watching the whole thing.
Yeah, there's something likable about him.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's very likable. He's got a lot of talent.
He has got a lot of charisma.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, just do your own thing.
Yeah.
I'll support you.
They should make movies for guys like him. Yeah. Fucking Hollywood Jews. Those fucking Hollywood Jews.
Yeah, they're the fucking problem. Oh, my whole feed, it's all crazy these days. It's all because of the Israel-Palestine thing. Literally, I'm trying to avoid politics, and all I'm seeing is, fuck these people. Oh, no, you don't know what they did.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm like, why is it in my feed?
Yeah, there was a guy, I saw this old Jewish guy. He's in a theater, and he's trying to yell at other Jewish people in the audience that are yelling shit about the Holocaust. And then he's like, "I'll tell you about the Holocaust." Then he starts talking about the Holocaust, and he's like pro Palestine, but it's a very good speech. So I just
wait. This out of nowhere?
No, I think he was there to talk to a bunch of Jewish people that are for Israel.
Okay.
And then he was there to talk, to say why Israel wasn't doing a good job. And whenever you talk shit about Israel, people are going to get angry.
Yeah.
So people were getting angry and they were yelling at him. And he was like, these crocodile tears. Then he was like, I don't like playing the Holocaust card, but I'm going to play the Holocaust card. Then he starts talking about how all of his family was in the Holocaust. Everyone died except for his parents. And then the end of the story, explains why he's for Palestine and not for Israel. But it was just a really good speech. I was like, fuck, that's a good speech. And I just retweeted it.
Oh, no.
And then I had like a guy who's like, the fuck, you've done shows for the military. Talk to your army friends how Palestinians are all fucking assholes.
That's what he said. Palestinians are all assholes? Yeah.
And I was like, look, it's a good fucking speech. It's a good speech. And like from an outsider, you look at what's going on. Like you right away, you go with the underdog.
Yeah, but I look at it, both have wrongs.
Yeah.
Both have, it's complete lunacy. But I don't like seeing, I don't like seeing kids getting blown up and shit like that.
Yeah.
But both are, it's super complicated.
That's the only part of this whole thing that I enjoy.
It's the kids getting blown up.
It's the kids dying.
There's one less kid I could make fun of and get sued for.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah.
Like, I'm for Palestine, but the only thing going for Israel is they like killing them kids.
Yeah, they know where to send the bombs.
They know. They're like, okay, Hamas is hiding in that daycare.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
They said they're next door. No. They're trying to trick us. That's them there with the rattles.
Goddamn.
There's a lot of, it's so complicated. So, because people have asked me like to take a side or whatever, but I go, I can't take a side because if you look at it objectively, the whole thing, it's completely fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't like certain shit that both sides are doing, but I'm not going to go 100% against them. And I don't want to kill anyone. I want to figure out a way so that people aren't dying.
Yeah,
but it's not up to me.
They're ever going to figure out a way.
You need the big boys. The only way it could happen is if, but it won't happen. You need like China, Russia, and the US to step in.
Yeah.
And be like, this fucking stuff right now. These are the new borders. You have an actual country. You have a fucking, all that stuff. But it's never going to happen because if they do that, each one of them is going to try to keep that part.
Yeah.
Try to occupy it. So now you're just going to, it's never, unless they get together and sit down and be like, look, guys, this is useless. We're just going to keep killing each other. We're never, this is not a way to peace. But you don't have cool heads prevailing right now. You have super ideological and super, like a lot of pride is in it and a lot of hot chicks with guns. Like you see the Israeli?
Very.
That's on purpose.
Women,
I was telling him that's like a psyop. It's impossible.
Yeah.
I've seen Israelis. They're not that good looking. So how are the women this fly in the military?
They're all good looking.
I mean, just take a walk through Outremont.
They're not Israelis. They're...
Whatever, bro.
Oh, are you talking about Hasidic Jews?
Yeah, same difference.
Do you think Hasidic Jews are the Israeli army?
No, but I mean, they're Jews, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
So I mean, like, look at those Jews.
But Jews are from all over the place. Like, Israel is like Jews from everywhere. Jews that were there, Jews that were from Hungary, from Poland, from Europe, from everywhere they went.
Because I was wondering, like, why did they get the hot ones?
And we didn't? I think they're just showing... I've already said this. I have a theory. They're showing us the hot ones.
Mm.
Yeah, they're showing us the hard ones, so people,
all the ugly ones are like in a lab somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you get the desk jobs, and the hottest ones, they can't even think. They're like, ha, 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 and what is a Palestinian? Like, we're giving her an AK. Yeah. Put her in front of the camera. Just that people feel better. They're like, they're so hot, we got to support them.
Is Palestine like a clementine?
Yeah. Can
hungry.
I eat it?
Yeah, can I eat delicious. It? Delicious.
Frontline.
Yeah.
Defend our border, sweetheart.
By the way, speaking of Jews, and Seth Rogen.
That's a weird
segue. By the way, speaking of Jews, I think, aren't Hasidic Jews are against Israel?
Not right? All, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them are against Israel, yeah.
Because the women there are too hot.
Yeah. And they go, of course, they're going to have premarital sex. Look at them.
Look at how hot they are.
Yeah. So sexy. Yeah, what are you going to say?
Yeah, Seth Rogen said comedians.
Yeah.
Should accept cancel culture and that jokes don't age well. So you should just accept it and live with
he
it.
He should accept that in the movie Knocked Up, he stealthed the girl, so he committed rape, and he wrote that movie.
I accept, though, that jokes don't age well.
Of course, it's like cheese.
Oh,
it doesn't age well.
Speaking of jokes that don't age well, it was, and I don't want to put this like on the internet, because it's going to get him in trouble. But Pierre Ouimet, that used to...
It's already on the internet. I keep seeing it places.
That used to be, that used to produce the show. There was a picture that came out when he was in... He had a radio show in the 90s. Him and the whole Morning Zoo crew in blackface.
Yeah, I got to tell you. I took that picture of them last week.
He told me, I talked to him today, and I was like, because it looks like it's a picture of like the newspaper, and I go, that was in the newspaper? And he was like, those were fucking billboards. Those were all over the city.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. There were billboards here in the 90s?
90s.
Of six white guys in blackface?
Yeah. And because they were dressed up as Tiger Williams.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
You confused me. Yeah. Tiger Williams. Holy shit, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
My, how times have changed.
Yeah. Fuck.
But and no one at the time, no one saw it. They were just like, yeah, it's normal.
They were like, yeah. And it's funny because he's black.
But Tiger Woods isn't even that black. Like, you'd think they would use like a brown.
Like squinty eyes.
Yeah. It's so strange. Yeah. And what was the joke in that?
I don't know. There is no joke. There really is no joke. Because when you think about it, it's just them in blackface.
We need to make new billboards. What do we have here? Matching shirts and some shoe polish?
Yeah.
I got an idea. Yeah. Trust me, this is going to work. You have some golf clubs. This is going to work. And they're like, oh my God, bro, we're going to get sued.
But he told me after he said that was that year that they had done, it was sort of a campaign that they did six or
seven.
It was
anti-racism campaign.
No, it was all them dressing up as famous athletes. So there was one billboard. It was them as Jacques Villeneuve, you know, the yeah. F1 driver.
Yeah.
So they all had bleach blonde hair. And then, but it's not a good joke. There's nothing.
There's nothing there.
But maybe it was hilarious in 1997.
Maybe. You just it was 97? I thought it was 92.
I don't know. No, that was probably, like, when did Tiger Woods start?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a golf guy.
I'm going to search it up for you guys.
Yeah.
When he started.
Tiger Woods career.
Hot wife.
And like, there's something about blackface and Quebec, like French Quebec. People in French Quebec have only found out that blackface is racist in the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, shit.
Like, it took a long ass time. Like, in the every year there'd be sketches with blackface, and then some black people would be like, that's fucking racist. And then all the white Quebecers would be like, that's not racist. It's just fucking makeup.
Yeah, for the record, yeah. I found out only a few years ago, too.
Yeah, but there was...
Because I had no idea about minstrel shows before. I think yeah. 5 years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I found out. I had no idea where it came from. I thought the same thing.
I had an argument with this journalist who's super woke. Like, he's a woke piece of shit. And he was he had written an article defending blackface. So then but he's super woke.
And he was defending blackface. Yeah, so then this is amazing.
I just tweeted out, I was like, that's fucking weird that you're doing that. And then he was like, there's nothing racist about that. And everything he wrote me, I just screen grab it. And I was like, you motherfucker, in 10 years, this is going to haunt you. And now, like, he's like, because I've never been for blackface. But, you know, yeah. it doesn't offend me because I'm a white guy.
Yeah.
So I just think, you know, I see black people get angry. So I'm like, okay, yeah, it's racist. Yeah, I get it because black people are angry. But personally, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what do I
but, care? Yeah. So, but now... I kept those because, like, in a couple of years, if he fucking pisses me off, I'm just going to leak those fucking yeah. stories.
And Mike made a joke about a rapist. Yeah. All right, Twitter fingers. All right. All right, Black Twitter, get ready for this. that's amazing that a woke yeah. guy's, like, defending blackface.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a little strange. Yeah.
I had another, I always do that whenever I see woke, like, if I see anything that a woke comic writes that I know isn't going to age well, I always screen grab it.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I have a couple of those from locals.
Yeah. It's all French Montreal guys.
Yeah. I have some English Montreal guys and girls that I was like, yeah. all right, be a cunt now, but we'll see. Yeah. we'll see. I'll show you after what I have.
But there's not, it's crazy that, like, everyone knows that comedy doesn't age well because comedy reflects the time that the joke was made.
Yeah.
So something that's funny now in 10 years probably won't be funny.
For example, Rambo 3 hasn't aged well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you shouldn't be angry at
yeah, it doesn't make
getting
sense.
Getting angry at someone doing blackface like 20 years ago when people here didn't know it was racist is like getting angry at Sylvester Stallone going, you motherfucker, you made a movie where these fucking assholes, these motherfucking terrorists, you're defending them and then you're saying like... a bunch of shit that he didn't know
yeah,
when
exactly.
he wrote that movie. He was just like, okay, the enemy is Russia. Who hates the Russians? Okay, those
we're
guys.
We're supplying them with weapons. They're victims. Yeah, yeah, yeah that's yeah. what it was. That's what it was. That's how he saw it. That's yeah. how America was taught. They were taught that they're the innocent guys. And they were at the time because still the Russians yeah. were trying to take him over.
Yeah.
So, but it's just we didn't... In North America, we don't know about the ideology that they were... Yeah.
Yeah. But even serial killers can get raped.
Yes, like, exactly.
Like
you could
have a serial killer that's about to kill someone, and then some serial rapist rapes him. So he's a victim.
Yeah,
but he's a shitty human being.
That's exactly what the Taliban is.
Yeah, yeah,
they've been raped, but they're serial killers. Yeah,
they're worse than a serial rapist. That's exactly how they are.
Yeah,
like Russians from the 90s were the serial rapist.
Who raped the murderer? The serial murderers killer.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what it was. But yeah, he didn't know. I hate when people go back. I hate when people go back. It's like, well, at the time, was it okay? Yeah, but. Oh, but there's no yeah, but. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like saying, oh, at the time, I got scared of this movie, but now that I've seen it 10 years later, it's not as scary. It's not as good. Yeah, it is, because when you didn't know the story, you got scared. So it did its job. Same thing with like that guy, Peng Deng. You said that guy who tried to cancel Tony Hinchcliffe, who loved Tony Hinchcliffe, right? And then made that tweet, look at what he called me. He called me a chink or whatever.
Yeah, and then he did a kike joke.
Yeah, one of his tweets came out where he basically said, if Thomas Edison was during World War II, would he have figured electricity by flying a kike at the end of a key or some shit like that. So, and then I saw Aaron Berg tweeted it because he's Jewish. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He's like, what? You got mad at Chink, but you're calling people kikes.
Yeah. That joke was so bad.
And it was a terrible, had two likes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I read it and I was like, what? Mm. Like, it was just a bad joke.
Yeah. He probably learned something in school that day about science or some shit. He's like, I got a joke here. Right. Kite rhymes with kike. Yeah. I got this. So it was a completely shitty joke. And he left it up there for people to find it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, dude, it's clear that your outrage is fake. You just did, you've done what he did to you jokingly. And you took, I've never heard words like this. He said, I've never heard the C word. Nobody's ever called me that. Like, what?
What?
What are you talking about?
He's never heard that word.
The C word, yeah. He was saying to TMZ. He
God
was acting
damn. Like, Austin has to be the least racist place in the world.
No, he said he grew up in Alabama or something.
Okay, God damn.
That's what I said.
Fuck, I'm white, but I have squinty eyes and I got called the chink before. Yeah. If it's sunny outside, half the people I cross call me a chink.
No, it was. But I knew from the beginning. We had talked more on a podcast, I think, with him on a live. I go, this seems... Because I saw his tweets before. I didn't see that one. But I saw how excited he was. And he put in his bio that he's with Tony Hinchcliffe. Like, he knew him for a while.
Yeah.
He's done Kill Tony. So he knew that it was just fucking around, you know? So I was like, he seems like he's faking it. Like, we should see the whole set. And then Ari Shaffir dropped both sets back to back. And everything I said made complete sense. Okay. He was making reference to what he said. And the reason why he went crazy is because he ended with stop Asian hate or whatever. So he just went, Tony went over the top.
Yeah.
And went super hateful. That's why people were laughing.
Yeah.
People were laughing because they were there and they got the context. Because they go, the people who laughed, they must have been crazy racist. No, they laughed because the guy just said, let's make peace, not war. And the other guy came out and said, fuck you people. You want peace with this guy? That's basically what happened.
It
was over the top. So anyhow. But these people, if you're not in comedy, if you don't follow Tony or Ping Dang or whatever the fuck his name is, what do you care? Why do they get involved is what I always wondered. Like, I don't get involved with shows. Like, I don't watch Desperate Housewives. If something happens, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to comment. Out of context, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I don't think, though, like, the whole cancel culture thing, it's crazy canceling someone for a joke, I think, or even for a word. You should, like, but I'm not against canceling people for actions. Like, Bill Cosby, I'm happy he got canceled.
The guy here, Luke, this guy.
And Cosby went to jail, so we didn't need to cancel him. But in Quebec, there's been a bunch of, like, sexual predators that didn't, you know, everyone knew they were guilty and then they could, you know.
Produce 2 drink minimum.
Yeah, exactly. But so people like that, I don't mind them getting canceled. Like you should judge someone for their actions, not for their words.
Sometimes you should judge them by their looks too. There's some hideous goblins in the industry that we just got to fan out a bit. Yeah. You know, just push them away. Not you. You, it's the rapes.
What rapes, bro?
Panicking. He's like, how much information do you have? I like that he's dressed like a marble slab today.
Yeah, because I will soon be a work of art.
What's that
mean? Oh, god damn.
What do you mean soon? What are you now? Piece of shit.
I'm going to carve myself.
That means someone's going to chop both his arms off and his dick is going to be this long.
Yeah, or it's a suicide note. I'm going to carve myself.
No.
In the bathtub?
No, because the gyms are reopening again soon.
Okay. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So I'm gonna be able to go to the gyms, and I don't know why I said it like that, but I'm very
excited. We have a theory.
I'm gonna get fucking jacked as fuck, boy.
You think you're gonna get all ripped?
Yes.
Are you gonna stop eating frozen pizzas and all the sodium filled shit that you have at your house?
I will try.
You see, that's the problem. That'll stop you from getting ripped.
Here's the issue.
I'm listening.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Nah, there's no excuse. I'm just a fat documentary, fuck.
Did you see that documentary about Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was young, like when he was Mr. Olympia?
Oh, and he says he feels like coming every time he works out.
Yeah. In that movie, I remember him saying that he was gonna try not to eat frozen pizza.
That's him too. Yeah. So you're going down the same path. At least that's good,
huh? Yeah.
He tried. I don't know if he succeeded or not. Somebody out there might know. Whether he succeeded.
Oh, Arnie?
Yeah.
Of course, it was Mr. Olympia.
You know what he was drinking, bro?
What?
Egg whites and semen for a month.
Jesus.
And it wasn't even his own. It was weird.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm never gonna fuck. I'm sticking to frozen pizzas, bro.
Yeah, but do you want to be fit?
Nah, I'm going to keep a bit of a belly.
Okay. So you could drink a bit of semen.
You know what has a lot of calories? Semen.
Yeah, no,
all protein
so.
Too.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm still not gonna drink semen, bro. That's disgusting.
Okay, hold on, but hold
I can
on.
Just fucking like, eat not, steak
like,
and shit.
It, like eating cum, just if someone comes on you and then you lick it, that's like that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But if it's in like, a blender.
Yeah.
Like it's not just jizzing on your steak.
No, and we're not talking about human jizz, we're talking about animal cum.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Bull semen.
Isn't that what's in Red Bull?
There you go. So why that's just a rumor, but why would you
Drink Red Bull.
Have you ever drank Red Bull?
I have, yes.
Okay, so you don't think it's funny that you were okay drinking semen from a bull because it came in a nice can and it was cold? Yeah. What if I give you semen from the top athletes of the world? Like,
yeah,
would
no,
you
bro,
drink
still,
Usain
no.
Bolt semen?
No.
You'll run fast.
I don't care. I'd rather stay like this with knee problems than drink a semen. That's disgusting.
Drink a semen.
Drink
no,
a
his,
semen.
His.
Just his.
He's black? Is it
oh,
a
is, it a,
black
is it a race thing? Really?
God damn. So yeah, like a
me.
White guy?
It's a race thing. God damn.
How about, who's the...
Who's like Whitey Willoughby? Who's the whitest person ever?
The, like, how about the...
Oh, David Hogg. That stupid kid. Would you drink
who
his
Who the fuck
jizz?
Is David Hogg?
David
he's that
Duke.
Protester.
David Duke.
David Duke.
The,
I don't
the
know who David
former
Duke
leader
is.
Of the Ku Klux Klan.
Would you drink
would
his
drink
jizz?
His
no.
jizz? Super white jizz.
I wouldn't drink anybody's
his
jizz.
His jizz is the whitest jizz you've ever seen.
Yeah, at least in his eyes.
Yeah.
In your eyes, too, if you play your cards right. If you go collect from the source. Yo, do those guys still have that wacky Ku Klux Klan? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. That's the thing I always think about. Like, I went on the internet the other day to go, like, on the KKK's Wikipedia.
What?
To see their
they have a, yeah, they would have a Wikipedia. It's a, yeah.
Because people, like, the way, like, if you listen to people now, it's like white people have never been this fucking racist and white supremacists and blah, blah, blah.
That's
and,
not true.
And there's, like, in the 50s, I think there was a couple hundred thousand KKK members, and now there's less than 1,000.
Get the fuck
so,
out!
So if white people are all white supremacists, wouldn't the KKK numbers go up?
Yeah, they'd be thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially since, like, most of America is white.
Yeah, no, that's not... No, racism hasn't gotten worse. Dude, are you crazy?
No,
dude, people used to get
better.
Segregated. Yeah. There was lynching. Dude, it was fucking insane, bro. It was like watching a horror movie back in the day.
But they're making it seem like so bad. Like, the CBC grows. The rise of the Ku Klux Klan in Canada and why it's lasting
the
impact.
Rise.
Still
there's fucking
rise.
Three guys.
Yeah, haven't you learned already the media is full of shit? They're trying to scare people.
Of course it is.
Fuck, I had a guy... I remember when I first got to Montreal, I had a guy on the street give me a pamphlet for the KKK.
That's insane.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what? What the? Like, that's fucking weird. I'd never even heard... Like, in my mind, the KKK was just...
In the States.
In the southern states.
Yeah.
Like, I don't picture a guy in fucking Connecticut.
Yeah.
Like, putting his little Klan suit on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For me, the KKK is, like, fucking Alabama.
With horses.
Yeah, not even Florida. Like, just
no, Florida,
Alabama.
No, Florida's all Cubans, bro. Break them.
Yeah, Alabama, maybe... Yeah, just Alabama, basically. Yeah.
But I feel like we make fun of Alabama so much, and it's probably not like that. I feel just because of the media.
Maybe Georgia.
Yeah. I don't think it's like that anymore. Like you said, the membership, because education is more widespread now, right?
Yeah.
There's the internet. So what I saw a documentary on people that target shitty villages and places where everything's going bad, factory closed down. So there they target to recruit because they go, you know why the factory shut down? Because those black guys took your jobs or those Indians took your, and then they fuck with you when you're at your lowest or you come from a broken home. So that you're always going to have a cult or somebody targeting you because cults are the same thing.
Yeah.
But in general,
every cult does it.
Every cult does it. But in general, people, kids going to school, they're seeing other kids from different, like it's, you know, they're getting more like this is, what the fuck do I care? This
That's
is absurd.
Weird. Like the, like the KKK, they see themselves as like, okay, we're the superior race. So wouldn't you want to get people at their best instead of getting some fucking guy that lost his job who's depressed? Like, wouldn't you want a guy that's on top of the world?
But they don't, I know, they don't believe most of the shit they say. It's just a recruiting thing. Because if they really care, like, we're the best. We're the really? Can we prove it in perhaps a basketball game?
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, pick another sport. Pick another sport. All right, maybe just running one-on-one. No, maybe not that. What about hockey? It's hit or miss. I don't know anymore. You know, like, what the fuck?
They're just getting smoked at everything because they're
like, what about baseball?
Inbreds.
You can't bring Central or South Americans. It's fucking stupid, bro.
By the way, I don't mean to like cut the momentum, but yeah. so you know, I just brought up this article about the CBC.
How would I know that? Okay, go on.
The rise.
Yeah.
They're so I scroll all the way down to see. Fuck, in the 2000s, they went by years and shit. There's no, it's not KKK. They're just calling it La Meute. They're saying.
Oh, that's okay. The French thing.
Yeah, so
you told
saying,
me that. Wait,
yeah.
Is that KKK here? I thought that was like a nationalist.
That has nothing to do with the
they're
KKK.
They're calling it the KKK. This is the new KKK.
Oh, wow. That's like calling the Proud Boys the KKK.
Oh, it's shitty media stuff. Yeah. Just to scare people.
Hold on, I need water.
All right, you throw me one too.
All right. Couldn't you have just gotten a, because we weren't even talking to you.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us. You could have just got your water and then came to us. That was actually pretty funny.
That's like if you went to see a comedy show and you stood up and you told the comic, I'm going to go drink.
Okay. I want you to know. It's very thirsty. That's weird that they say that. La Meute. Yeah, it's led by Kevin Nash. Remember? Yeah, the Wolfpack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the La Meute, I don't even think they exist anymore.
Because
they a lot of the La Meute guys became the anti-vaxxers. Like a lot of the Quebec anti-vaxxers are the same group.
What do you mean anti-vax is a group?
Yeah, the people that were organizing the protests and stuff.
That's a group.
Yeah, it's the same fucking 14 guys.
Hold just on a second. Like, I understand. I misunderstood everything. I thought anti-vax was a term used for anyone that didn't want to get the vaccine.
It kind of is, but the people that sort of organized the march were guys who used to be in La Meute. I think they're just people that are just, they're always angry about something.
Yeah.
And if you know, they like after COVID, they'll be angry about something new. I think some people just like fucking being angry and organizing shit.
I don't like organizing shit, but I like being angry. I'm in my element.
So since you don't like organizing shit, you could be in La Meute, but not one of the leaders.
Yeah, I just have to join in. And then I get mad at everybody. Who organized this shit? Yeah. It's like, dude, you didn't want to organize. Don't get mad at us. Take your anger away on these people. Yeah. I'm mad at you guys right now. Who the fuck are you? There's no pie here. There's no just get mad at them. Yeah, no, I don't. I hate groups. I don't want to join a group.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've never protested. Like I get a lot of the protests. I
protested
understand.
Two things in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went downtown. Well, actually, three things. I went downtown with my high school, when I was in high school, obviously, to protest Jean Charest. He was taking away some grants or something for students. That was thousands. Every student protested that. That was me in high school. I also protest the Iraq War.
Okay.
And I went all the way to Ottawa with the Greeks here. We protested when Harper was accepting to recognize the former Yugoslav Republic as Macedonia, because they're not Macedonian. They were just trying to steal Greek history.
Okay. So
I protested that as well. Those are the three things I protested.
Okay.
I wanted to protest the Armenian thing when Turkey and Azerbaijan were attacking parts of Armenia. But the way they organized the Armenians, I had no clue when they were going. I found out last minute.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll protest big things if I think I should go out there. But I'm not going to protest nonsense.
See, I've never protested anything.
I protest war and shit like that. I'm not going to go out and... Like even the I don't know. The stuff that I don't feel they're going to change anything if I protest.
I remember a couple of years ago when there was that protest for... You know when the students were protesting the...
With the pots and pans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I protested against them by yelling obscenities.
Okay. They were doing a thing. They were walking down the street and they were yelling about rich people and how fucking rich people didn't pay anything and this was ruining lives of young people and blah, blah, blah. And I had just done this. I had a friend who was doing a TV ad for his one-man show and he was like, could you be in my ad? And I was like, sure. So I did it. And then he gave me a bottle of champagne. He was like, thank you. So then I leave the fucking thing and I'm trying to get to my BMW, and I have a bottle of champagne while people
you're like
are
a
yelling,
cartoon.
People are yelling, these rich motherfuckers, and I have champagne and my little fucking kiki.
You're a cartoon, bro. That's fucking hilarious.
I was like, oh, this is fucked. They're going to kill me.
Yeah, you were the face. He's here to rub it in.
Yeah, I had a guy on my street when the first car I got, that was and it was a piece of shit. I had bought an old Mercedes. But you know how Mercedes, they change the model every 10 years?
Yeah.
So if you buy a 9-year-old Mercedes,
it looks different.
It looks kind of new, even though it's super old.
Oh, until you mean the cycle changes.
Until
cycle
changes. So I had the oldest new Mercedes. So it was like a 9-year-old car. I think I paid like $15,000 for it. And then I had a guy fucking stick like 2 stickers on my car that was like... fucking these rich motherfuckers. And I was like, rich motherfuckers? You drive a fucking brand new Civic that's $18,000.
That's worth more than mine.
Yeah, your car's worth more than mine. I just have an old fucking Mercedes.
Did you know who did it?
And it was one guy on my street. I don't know who on my street did it, but I knew they all had new cars that were worth more than mine. But it's because mine was a Mercedes. I looked richer.
What a bunch of fucking, who do they care?
I don't know.
And another thing, that argument when they go to the people that are rich, they're not paying anything. If you're a student, you're not working. Well, you're the one who's not paying
you're
anything.
You're not paying anything either. Yeah. And plus, like, for I get the whole thing that rich people don't pay. But the rich people that don't pay are guys like Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
It's not fucking guys that are making like $104,000 a year.
No, they pay.
Yeah, they pay like fucking
especially
crazy.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, like here, fuck. That's why I was driving a fucking 9-year-old Mercedes. Because all my government, all my
half your money was going to the government.
Yeah.
No, they don't know. A lot of people, they're freshens. I remember when I was in university, my God, dude, the shit that, good thing I wasn't easy to manipulate at the time. Because I remember, dude, there was so much stupid shit happening. When I was at university, I remember dumb ideologies because I was working full time. So I was like, that's not true. Like, they were saying all kinds of weird shit. Like, they were always organizing stuff. And I was like, no, that is true. I work. What the fuck are you guys talking about? Like, you can't get a job. I'm working full time as I'm here. What do you mean you can't get a job when you leave? You can't get a job because you decided to study the science of feelings. Yeah, that makes sense. You're not going to get a fucking job. But do something normal. You can get work.
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of work.
Yeah.
Anyone that wants to work can work.
Yeah.
And that pisses people off when they hear that.
It's true.
They're like, you fucking think that because you have money. Yeah, but the way I got money is because I worked.
There you go, yeah. I've done the shittest jobs you can think of. All of them. Never combined, but always back to back.
Yeah.
Been a dishwasher, done everything. This guy was a thief. Well, a salad thief at a restaurant.
Yeah, I was a janitor at some point.
He got fired from being a janitor. He fucked that up, yeah.
The weirdest job I ever had was I used to work in a turkey farm. And one summer I was, you know how when they inseminate turkeys, the turkeys don't actually fuck. They'll get the turkey, the male on his back, and then someone rubs his balls until the turkey comes. My job was
wait,
to
hold
hurl.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on. The way turkeys fuck is they put the guy, man has to come?
They don't, like in nature, I guess they fuck for real, but turkeys haven't been in nature since, and they don't even have like a cocks. Like the male turkey only has 2 testicles and a hole. So the way they do it, the 2 people hold the turkey down while someone rubs his balls and puts a straw in his like dick hole. And then the turkey comes in that, and then they inseminate the female with that.
Sounds very weird and rapey.
Yeah, and my
but
job,
how do they? I mean, are they? There's no turkeys in nature.
There's wild turkeys.
Well, how do they have babies? They don't have penises either.
I don't know if they have penises, but they probably just rub their balls, and they come all over the place.
Nature's beautiful.
Yeah, nature is very beautiful.
And hope to hit the target.
Hope to inseminate something. But my job was to hold. Like, I was one of the holders.
That's like a gang rape.
Yeah. That's being part of a rape without actually fucking.
Yeah, you're the you're like the new gang member.
Yeah, exactly.
You just hold their mic.
Their hole is called a cloaca.
A cloaca.
Yeah.
God damn, cloaca.
So they just mount the female and hope for the best.
They mount her.
Yeah.
But
and
Mike
they
mounted
hope
him
for the best.
Yeah. That's
God,
what it says.
That means they probably in nature, they probably fuck like all the time.
It's called a cloaca vent, and they place their vents next to each other in order to allow the transference of sperm.
Oh, so they kind of like scissor? It's basically two lesbians, but one of them squirts in the other.
Turkeys are all lesbians.
Basically, yeah. They're all dykes.
Nature's beautiful.
Yeah.
God damn.
Magic.
Yeah. Crazy how nature
works
sometimes.
That was a shitty job.
Yeah. Fuck. For you?
Yeah. That was a shitty job.
I would imagine. What would you say to people? What do you do? You're like, it doesn't matter.
I didn't do that often, though, because we only, like, that job, like, another part of my job was when the little babies hatch. The males, like turkeys, the female doesn't have skin on her face, and the male has like fucking skin on his face. And the reason is when they're born, someone rips the skin off because both sexes have skin on their face.
Why do you rip the skin off?
Just so you'll be able to tell the difference between a male and a female.
There's not a nicer way to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe name them. You're Betsy.
Yeah. So my job was to rip the skin. Like, it's like a zit almost. You rip that off.
That's absurd.
Yeah, that's a weird-ass job.
At least it's not as bad as how mallards reproduce.
What do you mean reproduce? Dude, this is a human being ripping their skin off.
Yeah, but I mean, you can always be a female mallard getting gang raped.
Not that's by how they humans. Reproduce. Yeah. But that's how they reproduce. That's part of nature. You being born and someone ripping, like, it's like you being born, and instead of your parents naming you or judging you by your penis, they just cut something on your forehead. They write asshole. And then they know.
There was one thing, too, I found out after, like, and this is years after, I didn't even realize it, because the guy that would see if it was a male or female, the way they squeeze the chick and then it shits and they look at the ass, and males and females have different asses. So he'd throw, like, the males in one box, females in one box, and I'd take the females to rip their little things off. And the males, they just dump them in the garbage.
They kill them?
They just kill them because they don't need that many. So, and I found that out like fucking later, like way, way later. I was like, fuck.
We're
fucked.
What
a shitty race of, like, the human race is fucking garbage.
Yeah, man.
Like, half of them we fucking kill, the other half we maim.
But wait, why do we, can't we eat the males also?
No, it's because those turkeys were, just going to be like hens to lay eggs.
I get it, but we can eat the males, no?
Yeah.
Can't they sell them to people to eat them, to grow them and eat them?
That's what they should do, but that's not what they did. They just threw them out.
Yeah, we're...
We're a weird species.
Yeah, we better hope there is no God, bro, because...
Yeah.
We're fucked, bro.
Yeah, we're very fucked.
Oh, speaking of God, the... fuck, where did I see this?
The turkey God.
Fuck. Somebody built an actual life-size Noah's Ark. And it costs like a crazy amount of money.
What do you mean, life-size Noah's Ark? You mean an ark? They just built a boat?
Yeah, they just built a Noah's Ark.
Like a boat?
Yeah.
It can't be Noah's Ark because it's not Noah's. Who built it? What's his name?
Hold on.
It's Steve. It's Steve's Ark.
Hold on. Oh, no.
What a weirdo. Like, it's funny because that's a type of idea that some religious nut job would think of. But you never expect them to have enough money to actually do that.
But lack of sex gives you free time.
Imagine. Yeah, good. You can tell that guy doesn't have a wife. Because no wife.
Or he has a Kentucky wife.
Yeah, no wife would accept that you fucking spend like $94 million for your boat so you can have two goats and two horses.
Oh, he's just a creationist. He likes to build stuff for the fuck of it. Fuck, imagine how much money.
Is that what a creationist is? A guy that likes to build stuff?
I guess.
You mean a builder? That's not creationist. Isn't a creationist?
That's what it says on the internet.
Creationists are just people that believe in Adam and Eve, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what okay.
Yeah, it's not someone who creates.
$120 million and 700
workers.
What does
he do for work?
Bro, come on. Because
he definitely had to pay cash for that. You can't go to the bank.
Actually, you know, I'm convinced.
To get a loan.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Can I lease an ark? Or do I have to pay for it?
What do you need all this money for, Steve? He's like, a flood is on the way.
Like, oh,
fuck.
Either that or his money laundering.
To who? He's already spent the money. He's not laundering it. He built the actual ark.
He says $120 million.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
How big
is that ark?
You think that only costs $119 million?
No, maybe it
and
only
he
costs.
Fucked the government.
Maybe
out
it
of
only
million.
Costs 20 milli.
20 milli.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. That seems like too high profile of a thing. If you're going to money launder, you're going to do that shit on the DL.
He built it somewhere where it's landlocked. He can never bring it out to sea and shit.
But until he gets his elephants to pull it.
Yeah, and until the flood happens.
Yeah.
That's why he put it on land, because once it starts flooding.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
This guy, way ahead of you.
Oh,
I can't wait till homeless people break in there and start banging.
Oh, he has it as a museum.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What a Christian school museum.
Christian school students stormed the ramps, many completing science quizzes based on
anti-evolutionary
teachings. Admission is $40 for adults, $28 for students.
He should have it like be a museum and a zoo.
Yeah.
Like you fucking put two of each. Yeah. Yeah, and it's just a zoo.
Yeah, and people pay money to go see, to tour it, basically.
I mean, I wouldn't pay 50, but I'd pay $20 to go walk around if it's big.
Imagine going in a zoo that's like you put that shit in a lake.
That, so you're a floating zoo.
So you're like, I'm on Noah's Ark. I'm seeing all of this shit.
Okay, Mike's selling me on the idea.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'd pay for that.
Yeah, I'd pay to walk in and see that.
He has fake animals in cages and shit though. He has satchels of velociraptors.
So he
in
has
one of the pictures.
I don't think they were on the ark from what I know.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't save dinosaurs in a cage aboard the ark. Why would he do that?
I think he mixed up a lot of stories he's heard. He saw Jurassic Park. He's like, I knew Noah saved him.
So he believes in dinosaurs, but he thinks that they were with Noah?
I have no clue. He has people employed. It's a museum. He has a staff of 900 people.
God, I got a message.
How did this guy make his money? Do they say? Can you Google whatever that guy's name is?
For those of you who say it's too hard to follow your dreams,
oh.
A man somehow spent $120 million building an ark that he dreamt up, and also thought that velociraptors belonged on it. And you're telling me you can't make your dreams happen?
Yeah.
And as a condition of employment, the museum and ARC staff of 900...
You have to fuck them.
They regularly attend church and view homosexuality as a sin. So
Hold on. What you just said is hilarious. Two things.
Any non-Christians...
What does it mean regularly? Like how regular? Once a week? And two, you said in order to join... You have to agree with him. Like, yo, what's the deal with these gays?
Yeah, so he won't hire any non-Christians, believers in evolution, or members of the LGBT community.
What if you're a Christian?
And their supporters.
What if you're a Christian, you don't believe in evolution, but you're gay? But you're not part of the LGBT. You're not
How
part
does
of
that
group?
Work? Jesus Christ, that's a clusterfuck.
How is that a clusterfuck? There's a lot of Christians that are gay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I have no clue, bro. I'm not an expert on the topic. But hold on, I want to search this guy up.
Yeah, what's his name?
I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
I like that they have such high standards.
Ken Ham. Hold on.
Canned Ham?
No, Ken Ham.
Sounds like a fake
That's
name.
That's a fake name. Ken Ham.
Yeah.
CEO of Answers in Genesis. What?
Okay, so he's probably... Yeah,
he's like a religious televangelist.
Like in Orlando, there's like a Jesus World. He might be the owner of Jesus World.
What do you do in Jesus World?
You see Jesus.
But that's one ride.
Yeah, I think they have like little rides, but every day there's Jesus. So what? Like the parade is just Jesus with a cross.
That sounds depressing.
Yeah, you're bringing your kids to watch a fucking man get tortured.
That's a downer.
Yeah.
Come on, kids, let's nail these feet. That's a downer. Yeah. Who brings their kids to this shit? That's crazy.
Yeah, you have a choice between Disney World, that's the happiest place on earth. Or some fucking guy getting nailed to a cross.
And the kids are crying, don't be sad. It's not his fault. It's the Jews. Yeah. What a fucked up world.
Yeah.
God, that, bro. Every time, like, I open up.
I get surprised every day. This is, I learn new things every
day. This is wild, bro. We're living in the best timeline.
Maybe.
And the worst.
This is the worst.
This is the worst. Yeah, it might
be
the worst.
This is horrible.
Ever since Trump was taken off Twitter, it's the worst.
Yeah.
He was the only one that was going to save the world with his tweets. But you know
He's
what?
Guy Lepage. He's still president, though.
Is he?
He's coming back.
Yeah, are they still saying that?
I saw one guy, I saw a guy on the internet a couple of weeks ago saying that he was like going to be back in a couple of weeks.
If he does come back,
it's amazing.
The greatest comeback in the history of all. Like, Jesus has to step aside. This would be the greatest comeback.
Yeah, I had read the theory in August or some shit. Remember, we spoke about it.
Yeah, you told me about it, and I thought it was ridiculous.
And it'd be amazing if Jesus came back and Trump came back the same weekend.
And Trump was pissed. Look, I had. Everybody knows I had the best comeback. Yeah. But then he came, JC.
And then he's just JC. Talking shit about Jesus.
Want to take away from me. You know what, JC? Did anybody steal your votes? Yeah. I don't fucking think so. You just came alone. You got. I don't have anyone. I did this myself.
People say you're a hero. My heroes didn't get crucified.
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh my God. Well, you think you're a hero? Look at Israel Palestine. That was your land, buddy. What's happening now? It's a war zone. You're like the mayor of Chicago.
Could you imagine Trump tweeting at Jesus Christ?
I guarantee if Jesus Christ would come back, Trump would probably be, if he was on Twitter, would be the first person. He's like, not the coolest comeback I've seen. He's that kind of a guy. That's why I liked him on Twitter. And now he has a website, apparently.
Oh, he started a social media site?
But it's not social media. It's just him, his tweets.
That's the best.
You can't sign up. It's just you get email updates from him. But the email updates, sometimes they're just what he would put on like back in the day on 2007 on Facebook.
19 emails a day.
But sometimes they're like, heading out for drinks with the boys. What? Why am I getting an email?
Yeah.
I can't even reply to this. But
That's mental.
Yeah, it's completely insane.
I want to fucking join up, though.
I don't know if you joined. From what I understand, it's like you join a newsletter. It's called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump or some shit.
DonaldJTrump.com.
Yeah.
Can you just go on his website and refresh?
No. Go from the desk of Donald J. Trump. Find that.
Oh, no.
From the desk of Donald J. Trump. Some shit like that, yeah. I remember Tim Pool was talking about it. It made me laugh. He's like, I thought it was funny in the beginning, but I got like three emails of like, the weather, am I right? That's not how this works. He's using it the way people used Facebook in 2007.
Yeah.
No. It's, okay, so the website is DonaldJTrump.com/the desk. So, okay. And then, oh my God, it's so true. That's so amazing. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
And you can't tell how many, since no one can like it.
Yeah.
Since he's the only member. Yeah. It's just one like for everything.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, the latest one. Thank you to the Washington Examiner newspaper for covering the forensic audits for the 2020 presidential election. The most corrupt election in the history of our country.
I don't know if it's the most corrupt. It was definitely corrupt, but I don't know if it was the most corrupt. You could probably find more corrupt than that. But all this to say, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
He's the best comedian.
God damn.
It's crazy.
And you can shop stuff?
He's 75.
He's got nothing else to do.
You figure that, like, he was a fucking billionaire who became president. Like, even before he became president.
He was living the dream.
He could have already retired. He had a hot wife.
He was going to. It's fucking Obama. Talk shit.
And then he became president. Yeah. And now, like, just retire.
He has a new hat.
You had a good life.
He has a new hat.
Save America. His new logo is Save America. And he has Trump straws, a pack of 10. Are they
paper straws?
They're red straws.
Are they paper?
The word, no, they're not. Well, they're plastic with the word Trump. This is insane. He has, don't blame me, I voted for Trump yard sign, 24x16.
He's selling that. Like, carpet, he's not making enough money.
Trump.
How much are the straws? Let's get the straws.
Make America Great Again pint glasses.
No, the Make America Great is played out. How much are the straws that write Trump?
$15.
For how many?
A set of 10.
It's a little expensive.
God damn.
It's a little expensive for the gag.
$1.50 a straw.
Basically. Yeah.
But I paid for the gag.
Yeah.
Trump Freedom Hat. It's basically a bald eagle with the American flag.
Anything with an eagle on it, I love. The American eagle on it.
He has mugs. He has bumper stickers.
Trump needs to be on Twitch. He's going to start selling his piss.
How visible is Trump on a straw, though?
Fuck, I wish I could show you.
It depends
you right
on
now.
How
no
deep.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need like a short cup and a long, which will be weird.
Selling hats,
and a thick straw.
Yeah, is it a thick straw?
It does seem a little bit thick, yeah. Mm. Don't blame me, I voted for Trump hats.
Yeah, he told us that.
No, that was a sign.
It's the same gimmick. Yo, Poseidon last week did an in-bed with Poseidon.
Yo.
And he brought a porn couple. And I still haven't watched it.
A man and woman?
It was a man and a woman. The woman is what he was interested in, but she didn't talk a lot from what he told me. The man was here, and the man snorted his grandfather's ashes on the show. So it was right up Poseidon's alley. Yeah.
That's not up my alley, by the way, for the record.
And then I was like, yeah, that sounds like a bad day for you. That's weird. He's like, dude, it wasn't the worst part. He's like, he kept trying to convince me to let him piss in the studio so that he could drink it, but I wouldn't let him because I know that you'd kill me if somebody would piss in here and drink it. I go, yeah, I would kill you at the pissing in here first before him drinking it. Like, I'd be mad. He's like, you try to convince me, but I'm too smart and let him. But then we spent a while talking about how his biggest regret is that for years he's been trying to fuck his mom and she just won't give in.
What? What? Jesus.
This is what he told me. I was like, what happens here
God
when I'm away?
Damn it.
Go watch it. It's kind of wild. And I don't know what
I've
to say.
I've lived long enough now. I think I can just die and, you know, things, you know.
That's what he told me. I was like, what happens? I leave for 3 hours.
Every year just keeps getting worse and worse.
And he showed me his mom his mom's nudes on the show.
Is she hot?
She's all right. She's got like big tits and shit.
That's weird. This is his mom. How does he have his mom's nudes?
How old is he and how old is the mom?
Wait, how does he have his mom's nudes? I just realized.
She's like 50 or some shit.
So wait, she sends him nudes?
I don't know, bro.
This is her fault.
A mom a porn star?
I don't know.
Is her fault at this point. You told me that he said he was trying to seduce her.
Yeah.
Guy that wants to fuck his mom, though, it's the mom's fault. Well, it's both the parents' fault.
Yeah, but why is she sending him? She's like, we're never going to bang. That's weird. By the way, check out these. That's weird. What are you doing?
Look at these knockers.
Yeah. Yeah, very. Yeah. It was very étrange.
You thought you had mom problems. Isn't that a bigger mom problem?
Yeah. Apparently, one time he took his mom's car and he got recognized in his mom's car. And then that's where she got angry. She never got mad at him.
What does that mean?
She got mad at him for getting recognized?
Yeah.
What?
In her car. I don't know, some weird story. Like, it was, just go listen to it, bro. It's
Is his fucking mom like a
truck driver?
A real estate agent? So her face is on the,
no, not
on
even
the side of the
so
car?
How would you know whose car it is?
She was wearing like the picture he showed me. She was wearing like one of those.
Oh, she was in with him.
No. She was wearing, but the nude he showed me, like, just to give you an idea what she does, she had like this BDSM leather strap and it was like her tits were out of it.
Yeah, she was wearing mom clothes.
Yeah, just the regular mom attire.
Oh,
yeah, that's soccer mom stuff. Yeah.
That's soccer mom stuff.
You never played soccer or else you would know.
I played soccer when I was a child.
Well, your mom's not soccer mom, evidently. It's clearly a family problem.
Yeah.
He snorted his
this guy got molested when he was little.
Probably, yeah.
For sure.
I feel bad. But, he seems like a nice guy, though. He doesn't seem like a bad guy at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. Just very wild. It's his lifestyle, he says. He's into all like...
We should ask him if he knows that Luke Wiseman guy. That's maybe how he got into the movies.
Yeah, can you imagine? He's like, that son of a bitch.
Fuck, yeah. So he wanted to drink his piss.
And he drinks his piss on the regular.
Why?
Because he can. He basically
eat my shit.
Hold on.
But I don't.
But I could also just Uber Eats.
No, but basically because it's a lifestyle, he goes.
And no, you keep saying that like it's an answer.
Look, bro,
you keep saying that like it's an answer.
Sailing is a lifestyle. Yeah. Right?
Rollerblading is a lifestyle. Yeah. LARPing is a lifestyle.
Drinking piss is just a bad choice.
Yeah, drinking piss is more of a wartime measure.
Yeah.
Because apparently he's done so much stuff. Her and him in the porn industry that you get desensitized. So then they just don't give a fuck anymore.
That means they've done illegal porn. Because just doing a 69, there's no way like you doing a 69 going, all right, I can fucking drink piss now.
Yeah, no, they fucked up stuff because he told me that the girl threatened Poseidon. She threatened to take the microphone we have in there and the entire stand, which is huge, and shove it up her ass.
She didn't threaten. She said she could.
Oh.
Jesus, fuck.
I thought it was like a threat. Like, I could do this right now.
No, because they were saying, like, she has the biggest asshole he's ever seen.
Like, the actual hole?
Yeah, like, they could stretch it to the biggest
size. You think she meant him?
Yeah. That's weird. Bragging about that.
Yeah, and she said she can fit
like
the whole mic
stand. A guy bragging about, I got the biggest dick ever. You go, okay, that's a good brag. But I have the loosest asshole.
Basically.
How is that a good brag?
I like her strategy. You take something negative.
Yeah.
You accentuate it.
Yeah.
And you own it. Yeah. Then no one can talk shit about it.
Yeah, she took the N-word back.
Yeah, she took the N-word back from the end. Yeah. That's what she did. She's like, no, this is my asshole. Yeah. But wouldn't that mean if she could, because the mic stand and everything is huge in the other room.
Yeah, she said she could fit in her asshole.
But doesn't that mean that just her walking, she just shits herself?
Yeah.
I'm not an expert in asshole stretching.
Because that would be fucking, like, there's no way.
I don't know, bro.
She has to wear diapers.
Yeah. She's probably okay, though. She's still young. Like, I did an interview a couple years ago with a porn producer, And he was telling me, he was like, he was this French guy, and he was like, he was like, an asshole is like, he was like, it's elastic. And he was like, it's like an elastic. And then I was like, yeah.
I wrap my money around it.
Yeah, but he was like, so you can stretch it out and it comes back. And I was like, yeah, but an elastic can pop. Yeah. And then he was like, yeah, like an asshole. And I was like, okay. So fuck.
That's fucking damn.
Jesus Christ.
And so how did you book these intense people?
I had reached out to her initially.
Okay.
And she's like, yo, can I...
How did you find out that she existed?
Oh, I had done Los Tabarnacos podcast.
Okay.
And he told me, he's like, yo, you should reach out to her. She's a porn star. You know what I mean? And
what's her name?
Sanya. On Instagram, it's the.real.satanya. And basically,
oh, okay, Satania. That's a girl that does things with...
She has the Pornhub ad, the purple dildo.
The Ucam girl.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. She does stuff with Ellen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
what's the boyfriend's name?
JC, CJ, I don't remember exactly, but it's Daddy's Juiced on Instagram.
Okay, so he's the guy that did the porno movie with that Ucam girl, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus, fuck. So he wants to drink his piss?
No, apparently they do this on a regular.
That cam girl got fucked on cam by a guy that drinks his own piss?
If she got fucked on cam, I've never seen that porno.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Know, bro. I have no clue, bro. Just I was like a bit like baffled. Like I posted a clip on my Instagram where like it was my first Twitch where I was like, excuse me.
He told me, I heard the story, like he was telling me the story, and I was like, fuck man, like I'm pretty, like I don't care. And even me, I was like, that's, why is he trying to drink it? And every time I thought he'd get it, then he's like, yeah. And the worst part is, poor guy's sad, bro. He couldn't. He's been trying to fuck his mom for years. And I was like,
what? You think he was just saying that to shock you?
Though? I hope so.
You think so?
That seems like something.
Because it's fun to shock Poseidon. Yeah. I don't blame him for doing it.
And like in the old days, you know, whenever there'd be like metal singers, they'd always say shit.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah.
About Satan.
I like that. I respect that.
Because it's hard to shock people now. You can't shock people anymore by saying you're into Satan. But saying, I want to fuck my mom.
Yeah, that's...
That's pretty shocking.
Yeah. The most shocking thing for me this week was...
that might not have been his mom. Like, the pictures he showed.
Oh, yeah, you never know. He might be fucking with you. I hope he's fucking with you.
I hope so, too, bro. Yeah. That's crazy. But he seemed...
genuine.
Exactly. That's the
maybe
thing.
Maybe it when is,
was,
dude. I don't know.
When he was talking, he didn't seem like, yeah, and I've been trying to fuck my mom. I was like, yeah, I've been trying to fuck my mom for the longest time. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like...
And then Poseidon's like, I feel you.
Yeah. Did you say same or you just thought
no,
it?
I said ah.
Imagine going like
well, props. I didn't know what to say, so I said ah. The one that got away, huh?
Which is a good line.
The one that got away, that's a very good line. Yeah. You know how fucking weird that is for his girlfriend? Imagine like a fuck. I have one of my friends, his wife, she caught her ex-husband in bed. So this girl's ex-husband, when she was married to him, she caught the husband with the husband's mother. Fucking.
Whoa. I think I misunderstood. She caught the husband with his own mom?
Yeah, with his own mom having sex.
Bro, what the
like
fuck?
She went, this guy was a French guy. So they went to France to stay with the mom. And then one night she woke up in the middle of the night. He wasn't in bed. So she got up. And she figured he might be on the couch or he might be in the living room watching TV. He wasn't there. And then she heard like sort of fucking. She looked into the bedroom and she saw her husband having sex with his own mother.
So this is like a French thing in France or what? Like,
I don't think it's that common though.
Like, what the
I hope. That's maybe why all the like all my French ancestors left France.
Yeah. Like, you're not getting me, mom. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
And my friend, like, who's now married to this woman, I was like, that's fucking crazy. And then he was like, yeah, and she's still friends with him. So this fucking lunatic that fucked his mom that ruined his marriage, he still goes to see the ex-wife.
That's her problem. She's at fault there.
That's fucking weird.
She's at fault, yeah.
If I caught my... like, my wife's dad is dead, so there's no chance her fucking him. But if I caught my wife with her dad...
it's a deal breaker.
I'd be like, fuck that.
I'd be like, done. Shame on you.
Yeah.
And I'd leave.
I love the way you said that so casually.
That's all I would do. I'd be like, shame. It's odd. And I'd walk away. That's fucking insane. But oh, but fucking, yeah, so I don't know. I never saw the porno, so I don't know what happened with Hélène. But fucking Hélène was on a motorcycle and she broke her knee.
Yeah, I saw that on the internet. That's bad luck. I know way too many things about her.
Yeah, because of the internet. Cause that's how I know. I know because it comes to my feed, yeah.
Because I know, like, she's, since I follow her on Twitter, that's why I knew the name of the
porn star?
The Satania.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, she was showing clips of the guy that she was fucking.
They got the long hair, no?
I in the clip, they don't show his face.
I don't know if it's the same guy. Him, I saw his clip on Instagram. It's a guy with long hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, her weirdest request was a guy that bought her piss. She pissed in a mason jar and sold it to him.
That's weird.
And the guy drank it.
That's more weird.
God damn.
There's a whole world out there.
God damn.
Bro, it's bro, Christ. You don't understand. I thought, like... I don't
what
even know what
happened,
to say, bro.
Like this.
I want you to know that there's a segment on the internet that is going to look at this and they're going to be like, look at these weirdos, fucking prudes.
What happened? Like, this a message for men listening? What happened to just looking at tits?
Yeah.
Like, just seeing tits and a fucking nice ass and a pussy.
What happened to taking a girl out to dinner instead of being like, yo, can you sell me your urine?
Yeah.
Am I weird that, like, if I was single, I'd want to go out with a woman, bring her back home, get a blowjob, eat her out, and fuck her?
That's disgusting. Instead have you drank her piss before
can
or after?
You piss in the mason jar, and then...
I need you to come to my place. It's like, oh, I don't do that on the first day. No, nothing weird. I just want to drink your urine.
How much, and this sounds like I'm curious because I'm going to buy it, but how much does that go for? Like
I should have asked her. I didn't ask her.
You think I could sell my piss? You think ladies want to drink it?
Is shipping included? Did she have like a special? Like if you buy two, shipping is free?
Bro, I have no clue, bro.
I'm going to start selling my piss. I'm going to call it Grease Lightning.
I was in so much shock that I didn't think of asking those questions.
Grease Lightning.
Yeah, lightning in a bottle. Let's see if anybody... Why drink it? Remember that girl on Twitch? There was a girl on Twitch who...
Selling her bath water?
Her bath water, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy who drank it got hospitalized.
That's not true. That was an internet rumor.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. The first they said that they got herpes from it. They were just making internet rumors because people were upset she did it. I'm not upset that she did it. I say, just like even the girl at Satania, more power to her. Yeah. There's a fucking dummy that wants to pay you for your piss. Sell him gallons. Who gives a fuck? The problem is not with you. The problem is mostly with the guy. But same thing with the girl selling her bathwater. She's not the issue. The issue is that somebody wanted to buy her bathwater. Shouldn't the investigation be on what's turning people into that?
Yeah. You know what I'd do if I was a hot chick? I'd sell my underwear online, but they wouldn't actually be my underwear. I'd just get fat guys to rub my underwear on their balls.
And then sell that?
And then just sell that. So then it shows up, smells like balls and fucking asshole. And some weirdo would sniff it and think it's a pussy.
That's too much effort and too much me getting close to people's balls and assholes and underwear to make me comfortable. But I like where your head's at.
Because I don't know if guys that order underwear on the internet really know what a pussy smells like. Right?
Oh, that's a...
Right? Because it seems like something... Like, you can't... Like, I've jerked off sniffing underwear before.
Who hasn't?
But it's not like... I'd never pay for that and I wouldn't buy it from someone.
It was just a situation when I was locked in the locker room. I feel you.
Yeah, but it's just fucking. I don't know. I don't know if guys had ordered that.
We should. We have a friend that was doing that. We should ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if she knows though, because that's shitty to her customers.
I don't think she would do it because she's.
Do you know what a pussy actually smells like?
I don't think she would do that, or she wouldn't even sell fake ones because she's pretty honest. She doesn't want to go over. But I'm curious to ask her what they tell her because you could tell, like, the weird request. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could tell if someone's ever spoken to a woman before.
Yeah.
Because this is incel shit, right?
Yeah, this is wild shit, bro. This is banana loony bin stuff, bro.
I had stolen when I was in high school. My friend's sister was super hot. And I went to his house, and in the bathroom, there was the sort of laundry bin, and there was his sister's underwear. So I just stolen a pair
mine
of
now?
Underwear. I was like, I'm fucking finders keepers.
And he started running. Mike, why are you running? Shut up, I gotta go home. I got stuff to take care of.
Yeah. So, but then I always felt guilty whenever I went to their house, because I was like, she knows. She knows it was me, but there's no, like, how could she
Impossible.
Know? Yeah.
It would be funny if you felt guilty and the reason was because you thought she only had one pair of underwear. this girl has to go commando now because of me and my klepto.
And it was weird because, like, at first when I jerk off and smell it, it smelled like pussy. But then the more I use it, just smelled like my hand and my breath. Because it was just like, right? Because underwear, they like it doesn't really smell that much. And after like 6 months, it doesn't smell like anything except for
whatever, you know, it is.
Whatever,
yeah,
it is. So it just smelled like fucking, it smelled like my bedroom.
That's hilarious. What were you going to say?
Do you remember when I stole that pair of panties from the house party we went to?
He did steal. Yeah. Yeah. That's. I forgot about that. That's true. Yeah, he did steal a pair of panties from a girl's house.
Okay.
And a frying pan.
And a frying pan.
He stole both. And we didn't know until we... So here's what I was driving, eh?
Which one of the two did you jerk off with?
Hold on. Can I say it or you say it?
No, you're going to say it. I just want to, for the record, because people are like, how did they end up in a house party to get this and that? The weirdest part about this whole thing is I didn't know these people. Never met them. Had zero connect. Wasn't invited.
I knew them when I worked at TELUS.
This was someone's house.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, there's a party we're going to. He said we're going to, but even my other friend, Legacy, that was with us, didn't know them either. We didn't know these people. He just knew one person that was there. We went to some fucking stranger's house. So I was already uncomfortable. And driving down there was fucking, it was far. It was South Shore.
Yeah.
It was fucking far in some suburb. Oh, yeah, it was fucking winter. I hated it. I was so angry. I was pissed at him. Then we get there and everyone's fucking super young. Like, how old were they?
They must have been 18, 19.
How old were you guys?
20. I was 21.
Okay.
I was like 25, 26. Okay. How old are you? Yeah, I was like 26 years old. I'm like 6 years older than you, 5 years older than you. How old are you now? 34.
Yeah, you're 6 years older than me.
Yeah.
So
27.
Yeah.
So imagine. So everyone's young. So we go there and I tell them, I go, bro, are you sure this is like a party you were invited to? These are all little kids. Like, they're not little kids. They look young, bro. They're 20 years old. They're not, whatever the fuck. It felt like a high school party where the guys were on one side and the girls. And I was like, I feel like a chaperone, you know? So like people were like dancing in the basement. So then I said, you know what? This is weird. I'm gonna go to the kitchen. So I just sat in the kitchen. I was like, mind my business, trying to start conversations with these fucking weirdos. But I was very uncomfortable the whole time. So this guy's out there being Poseidon.
Yeah, I got hammered.
Like he got trashed at some child's house.
Okay.
Well, no, they were like 20 years old. They worked at the Jugo Juice, and apparently the girls that worked at the Jugo Juice downstairs, and apparently
the Jugo Juice.
Jugo Juice.
What kind of juice are those?
Jugo Juice.
Are you using racial slurs? No.
The Jugo Juice are like Jewish people that dance.
No, J U.
No, it's J E W.
No, J U G O. Jugo Juice.
Jugo Juice.
Or is it Jugo Juice? I don't fucking know, bro.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but if it's not Jewish,
it's like a fast food for juices.
For are you saying juice?
Juice, yes. Not Jews. Juice. Like orange juice.
So they sell like bagels and...
Like healthy sandwiches and wraps and shit.
Deli meats?
No, not deli meats.
Pastrami?
So anyway, like
pastrami,
so apparently...
Rye.
smoked meat.
So apparently the chicks that worked at this place were big whores.
A lot of coleslaw. What? Oh, that's how you wanted to go.
And okay. They had a lot of whore friends.
Oh.
Okay.
The plot thickens. Yes, I kind of like his style of trickery. He basically tricked me for a ride to have sex. Now I realize.
But I got too hammered.
Why didn't you ever tell me this?
Huh?
You could have told me. I would have still brought you.
I know. I don't know why I didn't. I feel like if you knew, I don't know.
If I knew, you would have made it easier for me. I could have dropped you off like a father and then come pick you up. The fact that you said we're invited to a real person's party and then I walk in as children, you ruined my night. And then I started scaring kids.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. So I ended up getting hammered, way too drunk to function. I think it was, I think I got hammered on rum that night. Anyways, so we're having, at some point I'm playing beer pong and shit. I'm winning. I'm getting more hammered. I'm mixing beer and shit.
I told you, there was one black kid there, but it was the whitest black kid ever. And he said something, he was trying to act tough or something. And I said, calm down, bro. I'm the blackest person here. Go sit down. And he just turned around and left. I was just so, like, I could not be amused. I was just so, I was like, this is absurd.
And Legacy was just standing there looking like a threat to
everyone. Didn't he graffiti them or some shit?
No, you did that.
I didn't graffiti anyone.
Oh, no, he did that. Yeah. Yes. No, he didn't graffiti. He keyed Park X.
I like how he said, you did that. Like I had fucking spray paint on me.
Look, I'm trying to remember the story, okay?
Where did he key?
Like, in her stairs. In her house stairs. He keyed Park X.
God damn, that's ghetto. That's so ghetto.
And because I was fucking drunk, right? At some point I go upstairs and shit, and like I was fucking hammered, right?
By the way, I want you to know that this whole time, now, because you bring back memories, I'm getting frustrated. Like, it's one of those things where you don't want to, because I'm the ride now. So I don't want to be, so I'm sitting there in the kitchen, and I don't want to be that weird guy who's like, okay, guys, we have to leave because I don't want to be here. So I'm there, and he's just getting more drunk, and I'm like, at least hit on a girl. At least do something. Make it worth it. I'm like, oh, now he's being the funny fat guy. Okay. And it was just killing me inside because it's like, what am I fucking doing here? Someone's going to take a photo.
Sometimes I drink way too much.
Yeah.
And especially back then. So what happened? So I go upstairs. I find...
This guy went upstairs to like a part of the house that he shouldn't go to.
I went to go pee, I think, if I remember correctly.
So he went to the bedroom because that's where people pee.
And I ended up in their bathroom and they had their washer and dryer.
Oh yeah, you stole someone's cell phone.
No, I saw a cell phone and then I don't know why I was angry. I just chucked it. And then
in the laundry.
I think in the, it was in the washing machine. And then I go to get it. I'm like, oh no, I shouldn't do this. I go to get it and I see leopard print panties.
Oh, that's how you found the panties.
So I'm like, oh shit. This is cool. So I guess I stole them. And then I think like...
oh, by the way, because life is not a movie, I was unaware of any of this.
Yeah.
So I'm down. He comes and he's all fucking weird, whatever. And then I don't know what the fuck I said about it. He's like, you dare me to do something? I don't know. And I joked about the frying pan.
Oh, no, you said that's a cool frying pan.
Yeah, I said that's a cool frying pan. He's like, you want it? Something like that. I was like, yeah, bro, I want the frying pan. Whatever, forget about it. We make some jokes. And then I'm like, guys, let's get the fuck out of here. So finally I go pull the car. He gets in. We're driving off. We're about a block away. And I hear. I turn around and Legacy in the car is like, nah, bro. Then, this guy has leopard panties on his head. I go, bro, where the fuck did you get this? Like, I stole him from laundry. And that's not all. And then he pulls out a frying pan from inside his shirt. He pulled out a fucking frying pan, bro. He stole a frying pan and panties. And he was super. He's like, I conquered. I was like, you went there, you tried to get laid, and you stole panties in a frying pan. That's weird. And then he went home with panties on his head. His mom yelled at him.
Yeah, I fell asleep with the panties on my head.
And then his mom used to break into his room at 5 in the morning every day, broke in and yelled at him, what the fuck are those? Hookers! Like, he's like, get out of my room, mom! what's the life? This guy's lived the life, God. Yeah.
Yeah, I got hammered that day. Yeah, I was way too drunk to function.
It was very upsetting. I think that had blocked me from wanting to go places with him for a while because I was just, I don't like false advertising.
What neighborhood did these girls live in?
I don't know, Broadside. I remember it was South Shore.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a rich house too. It wasn't like there was like a lot of space.
I remember the house was nice. I remember rich, but I remember the house was nice. But I remember I even asked. I go, are there no fucking adults here?
Like, we're adults.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you don't own this shit.
Yeah.
Also, the one I really did want to bang wanted nothing to do with me.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all.
At the time, yeah, she was a very sexy blonde with blue eyes. So
was she there?
Yeah, she was.
And she didn't want to talk to you?
No.
Did you try talking to her?
She pretended I didn't exist, actually.
I have a question. Didn't she invite you to that party?
No.
Who invited you to this party? Were you invited to this party? Did we break into someone's house? Were you invited to this fucking party?
I was invited, but I was invited by her manager. He's like, you should come. There's going to be chicks and shit.
Hold on a second.
Her manager?
Her manager at the Jugo Juice place that she worked
at. Okay. I thought she was like a hooker.
No.
Or something.
Her manager is like an adult, a real adult?
Yeah.
And he went to that party? I didn't see no adults there.
Was he there? I don't think he was even there.
The Juga Juice. I don't remember
how. Wait, I got so invited. Someone else invited you to another person's house. They assumed it would be okay.
And he wasn't there.
And then we went there, and the girl. Didn't the girl wonder who the fuck are these guys? Who is that giant adult
in
my house?
I don't remember how I got invited.
Why is that other fucking piece of shit writing the name of his neighborhood on my stairs?
It was a clusterfuck.
Imagine the fucking parents. Like, you show. Because, like. Like, if your car gets keyed, you know who to call.
Yeah.
If your stairs get keyed, who the fuck do you call for that? Right?
And also, like, yeah, the stairs are defective. I don't know, ma'am. It seems pretty deliberate. Let's go question everyone in that neighborhood.
There's a frying pan missing.
Like, I don't know if they ever noticed the frying pan. They had a lot of frying pans.
They probably wouldn't notice.
Yeah, they had a lot of frying pans.
They'd notice the stairs, though. They probably didn't even notice right away. That's probably the type of thing you notice, like, 6 months later.
I remember in the night right now because I remember driving back and laughing but being upset. Being upset that I wasted a night but also laughing because he had panties on his head.
Oh, it was a fun
adventure. Did these chicks know that you were from Park X?
I don't think so.
Well, they do now.
Yeah. But they definitely knew after. Because you see... So, like, wouldn't that chick just ask her stupid manager, hey, who's that guy that came to my house.
Try not. I don't know. Anyways, I knew.
I'm getting a feeling that maybe he was not invited. They just told him, like, yeah, I'm going to this party.
Well, how did I get the address?
How did you get the address?
Somebody had texted it to me.
But you were invited to a party where when you got there, nobody wanted to hang out with you.
Or was it her?
Like, I don't understand, because nobody wanted to hang out with him. He was forcing his way into conversation. I stayed away from everyone because I was scared.
She invited me, but then she saw I got so belligerently drunk. That's when I think she started ignoring me.
Did you bring rum or you took the...
I think we had brought alcohol too. I don't remember exactly. Did we bring alcohol?
We probably did because if you went with me, we probably did because I can't go empty-handed at some fucking person's party.
I think we did. I think we brought the bottle of rum.
I think we brought something and then I quit. I go, bro, can we really... Like, are they old enough to drink? And then he's like, of course old enough to drink, bro. I work there or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, but they look like fucking young.
It was when I worked in Alexis Neon.
Yeah. Go to the mall. That when he did the grinder thing? It was during that time.
I think I had just broken up with my girlfriend too. Not too long after that. Yeah, I think so.
All I'm telling you is a weird fucking... I was there for this, so I know that this happened. It was in the winter
15, and then, yeah, because summer 15, I went to Greece.
I don't remember what year it was, but I remember the winter. I remember Legacy. And Legacy is always a calm. He has like one tone.
Yeah.
So I can't tell. You can't tell if he's happy or sad.
Yeah.
So I was just like...
Yeah.
So you don't know. I don't know, but he was embarrassed a bit with you at the end because you stole shit, but he laughed. He was okay.
Yeah.
But him, he's very like monotone. It's not like me that I get aggressive. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Him, he's just very calm. He's like, all right, whatever it is, it is. No. Very Greekster.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he had a cigarette hanging out, he'd be 100% a guy from a village in Greece.
Yeah. Okay.
Doesn't give a fuck. There could be a bomb exploding in front of him. He's like, fucking bombs, huh?
It's true. He's very like that.
Yeah, he's just one note. It's fucking hilarious. You can't phase him. Murder in front of him. He's like, all right. Wonder what happened to those people. I wonder if they ever wondered. Well. No, like I said, I'm not him. I know he's okay. I'm saying those people, like, I wonder if they ever questioned the fact that you robbed them and keyed their stairs.
Well, she was always weird with me after.
She was upset about the stairs thing.
Probably.
And why didn't she fucking confront you? Like, if some asshole keyed my stairs or his friends keyed my stairs,
I have no
clue. I'd be like, you fucking piece of shit. That's $2,000.
Yeah.
She had no proof? I don't know.
Yeah, you fucking wrote the name in your city. Right? It's all people from Brossard except for three guys from Park X. So chances are it's one of you guys.
Yeah. Maybe she noticed her panties were missing. Her favorite leopard skin panties.
Maybe.
You know, you should have made a pocket square out of one of them.
Yeah.
I think that's why I bought the shirt.
Oh, you remember he has that leopard shirt?
Yeah,
he's done some weird shit, man.
Yeah. I had just broken up with my girlfriend.
But you keep saying that like it's an excuse to still wear this pants.
Well, I didn't know as a single man how to act and behave.
Well.
It doesn't. I'm not saying it excuses my behavior. I'm just saying I was awkward. I was an awkward man.
You were very awkward. You're still awkward.
I'm much better.
Than that, yeah, because you're not going around stealing frying pans. I agree. But that was some weird ass behavior. Yeah, he was very weird back then because I remember I used to think, but it turns out he's not.
I was also always on edge.
I thought he was maybe autistic or something. And then as you hang out with him, I realized that he just has some quirks and he just missed some education. Like, it's just no common knowledge things. But at first when I met, I remember for a series of time, I thought he was a retarded person. Like, okay. not a bad shit. Like, thought that there was a something weird.
Something missing.
But then I noticed it wasn't idiocy. It was just lack of information. So he didn't know basic things. So whenever you would tell him something basic, he'd be so surprised that I assumed he was retarded. Yeah. You know?
And a lot of frustration also was wrapped into that because of my living situation.
Yeah, like water doesn't come from bees. And then that's an example.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, really? And shit like that. It would drive me crazy. Oh, why am I? This guy's probably retarded if he thinks water comes. You know, even we had a thing over the weekend now because Guido's getting out of the hospital soon. He should be getting out on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Christ, dude, how long has he been there for?
A month now. Yeah, he's going to have stories, he told me. But this guy freaked out on Sunday for 40 minutes in the live stream. He was just angry, pouting.
No.
Because he was pissed off because he didn't know that mental hospitals are built like fun houses, kind of, with floors being weird and mirrors everywhere so that the crazy people can't get out easily. So he was furious about it. And then people in the chat were telling him, no, that's how mental hospitals are built, bro, to keep the crazy in.
You
and
didn't
then
know that?
He didn't know that.
And I thought I was being messed with.
And then a nurse wrote a message. Yeah. I work in a hospital. Like, normal people get used to it, like, after a few times. Because, like, how can somebody get used to a fun house? And they're clowns. Like, oh, there's no clowns. Yeah. It's just there's fucking the floors are uneven. And there's, bro, the guy was freaking out.
Yeah, but also Sunday, I was very frustrated with the thing I told you about, but I solved it today.
Yeah, you so he was, I mean? But he was so losing his shit. So he was like, I can't believe this. And now finally he understands how mental hospitals are.
So it was just because, like, I thought I was being messed with.
But why would we mess with you for 40 minutes?
I don't. That doesn't make sense.
And now it would have been 3 days. Why wouldn't we do that?
No.
I mean, just see fucking cruel.
Yeah.
I guess I was just frustrated that day because, you know, when I think of a problem sometimes, I turn it into a mountain. Yeah. You know, but until I find a solution.
But that's why if this place was built like that, you would calm down because by the time you get out, you'd be so jarred with the hallways, like you going in and all that. That by the time you get, you'd be calm. That's what it does to mental people.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I guess, you know, I was frustrated and I guess I thought I was being messed with. So I was like, these motherfuckers. I guess I just wasn't in the mood that day. Yeah. So I was like, these motherfuckers lying to me about mental hospitals and shit.
And now it took him 3 days. Now he finally realizes that that's how they are. And I think his biggest thing is he thought mental hospitals copied funhouses. He didn't know that mental hospitals existed before. He didn't know.
So how did you feel like when you Googled it and you saw that they were telling the truth? You're like, okay.
Well, I still can't find anything. Like,
he doesn't know how to look for it. So he
oh,
was.
Oh, really?
That's why when he was Googling with his hand, he didn't know what he was typing. So he was getting more frustrated.
Yeah. Okay.
And then people were like, are you fucking dumb? They're built almost like fun houses. Like there's the hallways go in and there's the floor. And he's like,
and he was actually getting. Yeah, there's all the mirrors.
All the mirrors. I told him about that at the end at the hallways. And the girl wrote in, one of the nurses wrote in one of the things. She goes, like, it takes you 3 days and then you're used to it.
Yeah.
And him, he.
It was just it was a day that I was a little bit on edge, and then I thought I was being messed with, and I was like, "These motherfuckers, bro! They want to mess with me about mental hospitals, bro!"
And now that he knows the truth, he's still probably angry that he spent 40 minutes.
I'm angry at myself now, though. There's a difference. I'm angry at myself for being such an idiot. There's a difference.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. I agree. I think everybody who wrote to you in the chat would fucking agree that you should be angry because they told you for 40 minutes to calm your fucking tits. Yeah. This is how it is, and you refused.
No.
You fucking refused.
Yeah, you have to believe people. You have to trust people.
You have to trust, like, when shit like this happens. Don't trust strangers.
Just believe any fucking stupid thing, but when it makes sense.
Yeah, when it makes sense. Yeah. Like,
I guess it just didn't make sense to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's because you didn't think about it.
It's my fault he told me it didn't make sense because I described it as a fun house. Okay. And that threw him off because I just meant that they have the same tactics.
Yeah.
He thought I meant there was clowns and lights and shit.
Well, not clowns, but I mean, like, I thought maybe, like, the floors were, like, super crazy.
They're not super crazy. It's just a little, just enough to throw you off.
Yeah.
But that's not the thing that throws you off. That stops your steps. The hallways closing in fucks with you when you go further down.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the hall, the mirrors, that's what's meant to stop you because you don't know which way to go and then they catch you. That's all it is. It's three simple steps to stop the crazies from getting out. Guido's going to tell you about it when he gets out, he said. He was pissed. He was in the chat. He was in the mental hospital. They let him use his phone.
They let people in the mental hospital chat on a podcast?
Not on his phone, on the computer. He had to create a new account.
So he was in the mental hospital while you guys were describing a mental
and
hospital?
And he was furious. Because he was telling you how it is. And this guy was like, fuck you, it's not like that. And he was fuming.
Also, Guido gets mad at the weirdest shit.
But you were basically calling the guy a liar when he was just trying to educate you on how mental hospitals and fun houses are the same thing.
You on fucking, you know.
Yeah, on his situation. You know?
No.
Like, you haven't lived his reality. He's trying to help you.
No.
Understand that.
No, I just thought I was being messed with.
What are you doing? What are you typing? Are you writing to Guido?
No.
I'm just saying, you're typing away. What is he doing? Why are you being weird? What is he doing? You okay? What is he doing? Just tell us what you're doing. Why are you being weird? Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
Are you in the chat?
No.
What's happening?
What are you typing?
What are you typing?
Mental hospital mirrors.
That's a weird thing to type.
Because I want to see how it fucking thing.
How it
you
fucking
thing.
You want to
see how it fucking thing?
Maybe we could take you in person at this point.
I want to see how it fucking thing.
Have you, what? Type in, okay, how about this? How about type in funhouse mirrors? What does it show you? Go to images, obviously. Don't go buy any. What does it show you?
There's no way the mirrors are like this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're looking at.
The funhouse mirrors is showing people like being stretchy, wavy.
Yeah, they have the. Yeah. That's how it's, you haven't seen that. What did you think? You thought it was like some demonic shit or something. It's very simple. I told you. It's very simple tactics. These are people that have mental disorders. It's very simple to distract them. What did you think happened? Did you think it was explosions and demons?
No, but they have these kind of mirrors in the mental hospital?
Yeah, not all mental hospitals, but the like.
Yeah, it depends who's in there.
In civilized countries.
Yeah. In like third world and shit, they just have cages, bro. They don't have this kind of shit. This is like
No, it seems kind of wacky.
Yeah, we know.
It's definitely it's definitely wacky. That's the word I would use.
Yeah.
Yeah, wacky is good. It's definitely wacky. It's fun.
It's a fun house.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes a fun house, but not a fun house. It becomes a fun house.
Yeah.
Kind of, I guess. I don't know. Well, look, now you know, bro. So that's it. I mean, what can I say?
We fucking laugh and then we learn.
Yeah.
That's what I love this podcast for.
Yeah, I love him because now he's questioning. He's like, they're being too nice to me. they're not making fun enough. You're sweating.
I don't know. I feel like I'm being messed with again.
Are you crazy? Yeah. So hold on.
I'm just saying how I feel. Hold on.
So you think that a group of strangers on the internet, me and Mike,
plus your friend that's in a mental hospital,
would mess with you for 3-4 days, like a conspiracy? Do you also think the frogs are gay?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy.
Well, you're saying we're conspiring against.
No, I'm just saying I wasn't even there, and I knew.
Yeah,
he wasn't even there on Sunday.
I'm just saying it feels like that.
And I knew about the mirrors.
I'm just saying it feels like that.
How would I've known?
I'm just telling you how I feel inside.
Yeah, sure. How would he know about the mirrors? He wasn't even there.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's the one who bring up the mirrors today. He wasn't even there on Sunday.
You guys started talking about the mirrors, and then I'm the one that said it's like a fun house.
No. I'm just explaining.
I'm just saying how he said.
Yeah, that's true. And I understand. I'm just explaining to you guys how
you feel.
What my gut feeling is telling me.
Was telling you. You're not a retard anymore. You were dumb on Sunday because you didn't know. Was telling you. But also, I think it's our fault because I have fucked with him a lot. I have messed with him quite a bit. Mm. You have messed with him quite a bit. So what I think happened on Sunday is he was in a bad mood. And Guido was saying crazy shit from the chat because he's crazy. And he was having none of it. Yeah. Mm. That's why it took this long. I didn't even take this long. I think he left and people wrote and then he was calm. But at the time when it happened, he didn't believe. Well, it's not that he didn't believe. No, I'm not going to say that he was like a flat earther. He believed it just that he thought there was fuckery afoot.
Okay.
He thought there was fuckery afoot.
Yeah.
Because we've done this to him from fucking with him so much. But this time, no. I don't have the patience to fuck with you for 5 days, bro. That's insane. But, and not for something like this that you could easily Google.
Yeah. Because you'd know we were lying right away.
Yeah.
But again, I can't find anything on Google that has mirrors, like pictures of mirrors like that.
Yeah, it's because you're writing funhouse mirror.
You know.
Anyways, this is terrible radio.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you where you're going to find Mike Ward. You're going to find Mike Ward at MikeWard.ca. And if you like Mike and you speak French, the son of a bitch is on tour again. MikeWard.ca is where you can get your tickets if they're available. They normally sell out quick when there's new shows, right? When there's new areas for you to tour in. But also, Mike Ward's Who's It Good? Head over to Patreon, patreon.com/Who's It Good, to get Mike Ward's French language podcast. It's the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, and it's growing by day. That's also where you get tickets to watch him live. Mike Ward's Who's It Good is also recorded live over here in Montreal, sometimes in Quebec City, from what I saw last week. So get your tickets there first. They sell out in about a minute. So if you're on the Patreon, the second you get that email, you better log in right away to get those tickets. They sell fast. There's too many people and not enough seats. You know how it is, people. So MikeWard.ca, check that out. ThePoseidon69. On Twitter and Instagram, talk to him about mental hospitals, talking about fun houses, frying pans, and panties. It's what he loves the most. He's also on Twitch, twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. I myself, PantelsComedy.com. That's where you're going to go. There's links to everything. Patreon.com/Pantels. That's all you're going to get from us. Go fuck yourselves.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.